Okay, welcome to our December meeting. Thank you everyone for coming along today. I'll declare the meeting open a bit later at 3:50. And I'd just like to remind everyone that the meeting is being recorded. In attendance as listed, councillors, all in attendance, employees, CEO, Deputy CEO and Manager of Works. Public question time. There are no public present, so there are no questions. Apologies and leave of absence. Everyone's in attendance, so there are no apologies. No previously approved leave of absence. Are there any requests for leave of absence for our February meeting? Remembering that we don't meet in January. So February, is everyone here? Okay. Dot point five, petitions, memorials and deputations. Are there any petitions? No memorials, no deputations, no. Declarations of councillors and officers' interest. Do we have any impartiality, proximity or financial interest in any matter at this meeting by anyone?
Just the Australia Day Awards.
Okay, Councillor Miller has a impartiality.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not a proximity or a financial. So
impartiality in the Australia Day Awards, which is item 13.3. Okay, dot point seven, confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. Could I have a mover and a seconder to confirm the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday the 19th of November? Councillor Allen? Councillor Mearns? Any discussion?
Yeah, that little discussion about the applying for those grants, grant for the housing.
Rescind. That'll come up at the end.
Yeah, that will be at the end. We'll do
a motion to rescind that.
Any other questions? All in favour then? Carried 7. Motions of which notice has been given? None. Receipt of committee minutes or reports and consideration of recommendations. The minutes of the RORoC meeting held on Thursday the 4th of December. If we could have a mover and a seconder that we confirm the minutes of this meeting as included in attachment 9.
Sorry, Madam Chair, it actually should just be that we accept the minutes.
Accept the minutes. Accept the minutes of the RORoC meeting as included in attachment 9.1.1 as a true and accurate record.
That shouldn't be there.
No.
Yeah, we're not confirming the minutes,
no.
It's just accepting them.
Just accepting them as included in attachment 9.1.1. So we're just accepting the minutes. Do I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Miller, Councillor Allen. Report by the President. Any questions on my report? Oh, all in favour? 7. That was for the RORoC one. Sorry. Item 10, report by the President. Any questions? I just have one more to add. Yesterday we attended a Lakes subgroup teams meeting by teams to appoint delegates to the regional road group meeting. That was just an additive to that report. No questions to me? Okay, report by the Chief Executive Officer. Have we any questions for the CEO? No questions. All right, moving on. Dot point 12, notice of motions for the following meeting. Do we have any? No. Reports and information. Monthly schedule of accounts paid for November, with a recommendation that council acknowledges payments from the municipal fund of $535,621.94 and trust of $120 for November, as included in attachment 13.1.1. We're on page 11. If I can have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Wes. Councillor Gall, sorry. Any questions?
Can I just ask Erica, the trust fund, what's that?
It's a refund for a bus bond.
Bus bond? Oh, right. Yeah, no worries.
Any other questions?
Just one on the amount, $6,640 paid for the gutter cleaning. Was that, was that for all the gutters in the, for all the buildings in the Shire?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good. So well done.
Any other questions? All in favour then? Carried 7. 13.2, statement of financial activity for November 2025. A recommendation on page 13 that council accepts the statement of financial activity and associated documentation for the period ending November 2025, as included in attachment 13.2.1. I can have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Nairns, Councillor Allen. Any questions? No? All in favour? 7. No. 13.3, Australia Day Awards.
Councillor, your declaration is only impartiality.
Well, impartiality means you don't have to leave.
You don't have to leave. Okay.
We'll stop.
Great speech. Still won't tell you who won at that.
Oh.
Okay, Australia Day Awards, Australia Day being 26th of January, of course, we have our community awards, and the officer recommendation is on page 15. The council endorses the recipients with the names withheld for the Australia Day Community Awards as reflected and listed below, with the names withheld until after the event. So if I could have a mover and a second. Councillor Allen, Councillor Gall, any questions or comments? Anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? 7-0. Annual report and annual financial report 24-25. As read, I take it that you've all read the body of the report and the officer recommendation on page 18, dot point 1. That council accepts the annual report, including the annual financial report and audit report for the 24-25 financial year, and gives local public notice of its availability. And dot point two schedules the annual general meeting of electors to be held on Wednesday, the 4th of February, in the council chambers, commencing at 5:30 p.m. If I could have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Mearns, Councillor Gore, any discussion? Anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? 7-0. 13.5, Row Rock Projects, the body of the report as read, and the recommendation on page 20, that council authorises the transfer of funds from the joining, from the joining of Row Rock to consultancy. Is
that
right? Yep. And the chief executive officer to authorise, to be authorised to prepare relevant documentation for the Shire to participate in the current Row Rock projects. If I could have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Allen, Councillor Miller, any discussion? All in favour? 7-0. 13.6, Shire of Wickapen Growth Strategy, as read in the body of the report. And the recommendation on page 22, the council adopts the, dot point one, adopts the Shire of Wickapen Growth Strategy, and the chief executive officer develop opportunities and activities to support the growth strategy priorities and includes activation in future budgets. I could have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Gore, Councillor Mearns. Any discussion?
To say that there's some really good initiatives in there. I think that's to be congratulated. It's good to see. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mance. Anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? Carried 7-0. 13.7, alternative King's Birthday Public Holiday Date. 2026. Officer recommendation on page 24. The council notes the option to nominate an alternative date for the King's Birthday public holiday as provided by the Governor, but confirms that the public holiday will remain on Monday, the 28th of September 2026, to avoid potential confusion for the community. Who would like to move and second that one?
I think we need to stay the same.
Councillor Allen, Councillor Asprey, any discussion? All in favour?
Approached.
7-0. Passed. And we had an urgent business.
So this is rescinding, right?
We have a councillor recommendation that council...
This was just the copy of the one that we had previously.
Okay. So we have no confidential reports and information, so we're up to urgent business now. And we just need to rescind the motion that we had in our last meeting. So that council rescind motion. I can't quite read it. Sorry, I'm
OCM 19112514.
Yep, which was to do with
the regional housing.
The regional housing, where we thought afterwards that we were rushing it and we would rather just sit on it for a little while. So if we rescind this motion, then it's not.
We don't take further action.
We don't take any further action on it. So if I could have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Corp has moved that we rescind that motion, and Councillor Allen has seconded it. Have you got any discussion, Councillor Corp? Councillor Allen?
No.
Anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? 7-0. Very good.
Councillors, just advising, because that is a rescinding motion, we'll need to put some information as to why it was actually rescinded, so we'll just turn around and put a comment in the minutes as to the reasons why.
Can I just ask the reason why?
Certainly, Councillor.
Yeah, because you weren't here.
Yeah,
so sorry. Yeah, the reasons why are?
Yeah, when I turned around and approached somebody to assist us with the grant operation or writing the grant and doing the business case, it was going to cost us around about $30,000 to actually get it done. And even the grant writers, I approached two of them, and both of them sort of said by the time we get the information to them, it will be a very rushed application. And both of them are doing other applications, so they know it's going to be heavily oversubscribed. And their concern was that essentially you're going to be wasting $30,000 because they won't have the time to do it to the quality that will get you funding.
Yeah, right.
So that's okay, so everyone happy with that? We voted on that.
Yep.
7-0. Any other urgent business? No. With that, with no further business, I'd just like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year, happy holidays, and we'll see you all, if not before, then at Australia Day in January on the 26th in Wickapen for breakfast, and then see you all back in February for another fantastic year ahead. With that, I'll close the meeting at 4:07.